I'm Dave.
I'm sorry. Disarray.
This is my life.
People that are new to the channel are like, why are they doing that? We usually have items behind us that we introduce, but we had to move everything around because we are in the middle of filming a little,
Quarantine Chronicles, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the first episode is out. You can check that out on our channel.
Yeah.
And if anybody is interested in seeing the second, the third, whatever episodes that we amount to do, if you jump on the $5 tier on Patreon or you send $5 to vinandsorrymerch@gmail.com, then we will send you the links to the next episodes as they come out.
Should be fun. Shout out to Jay who jumped to the $5 tier on Patreon. That is coming your way, sir. Episode 2. We're filming episode 2 this week. Should be out by Friday, inshallah, on Patreon at the $5 tier and above. For timely topical political commentary, you can hit us up in Middle America with Vin and Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, you're not going to find a channel like this again ever in your life. In-depth music reviews.
Yep.
Firesides, accessibility, we're on like 14 different platforms where you can hit us up. Now we got a movie getting shot. Come on, y'all.
And now we're doing Weird Al.
Interviews with some of your favorite bands. That's coming up. Legendary singers. That's coming up. I mean, you're not... Crazy not community. This is the most diverse, dynamic reaction. This is a community, a human experience community, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
All right. Shout out to the big homie Ben Webb. Sent me an email. Ben, what are you going to do? Nothing can be done.
Oh,
this is Weird Al Yankovic, Like a Surgeon. Let's go.
Okay, right.
The name of the album is Dare to be Stupid. This should be, this
go.
Should be fun. Go.
The heck?
The person died on him.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
What the heck?
Is that 2 feet?
Two feet.
I finally made it to med school. Somehow I made.
Football player?
It's a fact. with my scalpel and my forceps and retractors.
I want him to run into that lion. Can hear your heartbeat for the very last time.
That's so terrible.
I guess that part. Only Weird Al could make fatal malpractice a funny thing.
Oh my gosh, I know. See, the funny thing about this song for me was, so last night we watched like the original version by Madonna, and I was like, look at this basic dance she's doing. Like,
oh, yeah.
That would never be acceptable nowadays.
Forget it.
And it was, and then when he was repeating what she did.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, those are some of Madonna's moves there. Yeah, he's making the curve on
the belly thing.
We were watching it, and I was thinking to myself, like, yo, this was like risque and cutting edge when she came out with it. You know,
oh, absolutely, yeah.
It's like,
but now they'd be like, get the. No.
Yeah, what you'd see that now, on Disney, you'd see that on like Nickelodeon or something.
You see girls doing like these moves that I'm like, oh my word, you have to be a friggin' athlete. You have to be talented. You have to be coordinated. Like what she was doing was like just any basic girl down at the club is doing that.
Yeah, but like nobody. Nobody had like done something like that.
Yeah, I think it keeps having to, you know, get stepped up more and more and more, and it outdo the people before.
Yeah, and I just think like if you wanted, you were very limited. If you were a person who wanted to see a bunch of skin,
that's what it was.
You were very, very limited as to what you could see.
Yeah.
Whereas now,
you see it all. Yeah, I think that like showing some tummy. Then and like,
Sadat.
Like she comes through the tunnel and like her legs are open and then like the light shines onto her.
Yeah, but she's fully clothed.
She is, right. But that at the time probably was like,
oh my gosh,
you know, like,
forget
wow.
It.
But now it's like,
forget it.
That halftime show this year.
Halftime show.
Yeah, at the Super Bowl.
Did we watch it? What was
oh
that?
My gosh. It was,
I don't remember.
It was, what's her name? Jennifer Lopez.
The stripper.
This whole stripper thing. Yeah. It was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy's gotta. See, it's funny, but at the same time, like, there's a couple. Like, for example, he says the AMA doesn't like him because his patients die before they can pay. You know, so it's like, Bernie's like, I have a solution for that. Wear it out.
What's Medicare, the AMA?
The Medicare for All? The American Medical Association.
Oh.
Get Medicare for All, then it doesn't matter if the patient dies.
Doesn't matter.
The patient dies, it doesn't matter because then you'll be able to get a Medicare check from the government.
Right.
So.
Oh, that's what Weird Al looks like?
Yeah.
Wow, he makes himself look really weird. I mean, he's weird looking, but like he really makes himself look really weird.
He's gonna,
he would give himself red hair, like, and these glasses and stuff. Honestly, there's something about me that I like seeing skinny, weird-looking white guys acting weird. I think it's absolutely hilarious. Maybe it's because of my brother. Like, because my brother likes to do weird things.
Yeah.
And my brother has red hair, so when they have red hair, it's like Napoleon Dynamite. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. Your sister kind of has reddish hair, too.
Yep.
You came out with the jet black.
Yep.
What can you say? Mm-hmm. What can you say?
Then they try to come out with calling people gingers.
I'll pull his inside. I'll pull his inside. Let's see what he. But like, it's true though. You sign those consent forms.
I know, it's a little freaky.
It's scary, bro.
When
yes, I'm like
yeah, I know.
I remember the first time, and I kind of like took a peek at like, if this results in fatality, I will not sue. I'm like, yeah, I won't sue. I'll be dead. Like,
right.
Wait a second here.
But you have no choice because you're in a. It's. I feel like it's like trapping somebody because
100%.
You have to sign it because
otherwise,
you need the care.
You're not going to get the care.
So the only way to get the care is sign the paper. But that's saying basically, if you screw up.
And people still get hit with malpractice suits, even if they sign the paper. Like, but you know, you're, like,
well,
you're mega grossly negligent, then you're going to get got either way.
Right. I think that there's, I don't think like mega grossly. I think that, you know, if you forget stuff inside somebody's body, that's a reason to sue somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your body doesn't react well to the treatment, I don't think that's a reason to sue. But, you know, the friend of my parents, what had happened to him, they, what did they do? They left something, his lungs adhered to the inside of, how did that happen?
Yeah, we only have one cover. The guy ended up dying, right?
Yeah, he did. She's not going to sue, though, she said.
Right. Oh, that lady's husband. Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't remember how that happened, but basically his... I think they didn't do something or whatever, and it made it so that way, like, the bottom part of his lungs, like, cemented. So then he couldn't breathe fully.
Pretty tough.
Yeah.
Pretty tough stuff.
Yeah. He lasted a long time, though. He was a fighter. Like, they told him basically, like, kind of like, you know, there's really nothing you can do, you're struggling to breathe, basically. They kind of, I think, told him just kind of go home and die. But he kept working and going to the gym and, like, just stretching his lungs. And, I mean, he lived, like, 15, 16, I don't know, something years past what they said he was going to. He lived a long time past what they said. Because that happened. I was not married. I was, like, a teenager when I found out about that. Still going to Florida with my parents. So I was probably, like, 16. I'm 35 now, so.
Talk about not going quietly. That's good. Good for him. Yeah,
his faith, honestly, is what carried him, and that's what motivated him.
That's the guy that was seeing people in the room, right?
Yeah,
that nobody else could see.
Yeah, when he was passing away. Yep.
Crazy stuff. Happy Easter, big homie. On a serious note, though, like, can you imagine all the pressure these people?
People
in the healthcare field are
right.
Like,
I thought of that when he was saying, you know. He's making a joke of what it's like, but I'm sure it's stressful. You just got out of school, and now you're doing that?
Well, yeah, and then now in this situation, it's like, what people don't realize is, like, right now we're focusing on COVID cases and deaths and things like that, but all the other maladies that brought people to a hospital did not disappear to make room for COVID. So these guys are getting overrun, they're getting... You know, why aren't you testing me? And it's like, they're limited. Yep. They're getting pounded right now.
My friend that works at the hospital, she usually loves her job. She's always spoke positively about it. She's like, I just want to melt down. Like, I literally just can't do this anymore.
Well, some of the stuff is crazy. Like, you got these medical people in garbage bags and stuff for protective suits because they don't have any in stock. Like, it's pretty crazy stuff. Like, I was reaching out to one of them. I'm like, hey, you know, because... there's something the community can do to get people, but apparently she couldn't get me like a GoFundMe or anything. But if you find some doctor thingamajig, you know what I mean? Like where we can help to get masks and the proper gear for these people, that's the least we can do for them. But it must be a massively pressure filled environment, especially if you're one of those surgeons that are, you know, like, you're talking heart transplants, brain, you know, brain issues and all that. Like, it's no joke. Like, that must be really hard for them.
I don't understand why they don't just take back the, like, the old ways. You see what he's wearing? He's wearing a cloth suit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, they made everything disposable, which is, you know, quick and easy. But if we don't have any, then why can't we just go back to the cloth suits and then wash them in whatever we need to?
I don't know. But... It's pretty hectic right now for anybody in the medical field. If you are in the medical field, shout out to you.
Absolutely.
I don't need to tell you that you're a hero. You're saving lives. People are like, well, it's just a job. It's, you know, it's like, yeah. And heroic people are drawn to heroic occupations.
Yeah.
The fact that you're saying it's just a job. Right. You chose that job because you're a hero. Just accept it.
Yes. Take it in.
Heroic people.
Look, scroll up to the top. This is a really scary thought. He says, I finally made it through med school. Finally. Somehow I made it through. I'm just an intern. I still make a mistake or two. I was last in my class, barely passed at the institute. Now I'm trying to avoid a malpractice. Like, there literally is a last in the class. There is people that barely made it through. And then those people are put into practices.
Correct.
And you don't know
that
they basically sucked.
Correct.
And so you have to kind of...
Correct.
I think that there are some people that are last in their class, but best on the field. You know what I mean? Like,
I can see
because
that.
You're just, you know, you're some hands
just
on.
Don't
you
test
just
well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And but I think that there are some people that are like.
Well, I also think there's like some people where like the teacher or the professor like bumped them up a grade or two or five because
you know
they were so close yeah. to the line. So yeah,
you know, there's people in the classes that are like, yo, can you imagine if that person was your surgeon?
I know. It's kind of like,
but we're not in the class, so we don't know.
It's kind of like our current political situation, right? Where
you always bring it to politics.
Well, no, it's just where you have a guy who obviously was last in his class, Biden.
Yeah.
This time around.
Yeah.
And now they're like, sure, he's going to be the. You know what
give
I mean?
Give him
like,
a little nudge.
That's
give him the paperwork.
I'll tell you why. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, there are certain professions where you can't have, like, pilot is another one, man.
Like, oh, pilot.
Mm-hmm. If you if you were like a borderline guy at flight school, like, no. I'm not getting on the plane, bro. Like, there's some professions where it's like,
I kind of disagree with you. I feel like if you're like, at it, but you know, you're passing, like, are you struggling on your practical stuff? Like, you're, you know, landing well and you're
I don't
that,
care. I don't
or,
care.
Or, you know,
what?
Like,
I don't care what.
Because I honestly think that those planes are mostly autopilot now. And so if he, like, you
that's
know,
the problem. It's yeah. because, like, when you actually have to
do that thing,
do it,
yeah,
do that thing, and he's all nervous and stuff, and he remembers that he, you know, mm-hmm. he didn't do well in school, now we got a problem.
True.
So, like, there's just some professions where I'm like, no, I just need the best.
For some reason,
I need the best and the brightest.
The scary surgeon is way more terrifying to me because
you're going
I'm
under.
The only one.
Well, I think the other thing is, like, you're going under. It's like, you can't observe what he's doing. You can't.
And the thing is, more than likely,
there.
You're going to wake up from what he did, and then you're going to have to live with the destruction that was in his path.
Sedapt.
Where if the pilot screws up,
that's it.
Well, you only know it for a short span of time.
Now you'll believe.
You
in God.
Probably you know that.
You believe
once again.
You believe in God now. I assure you.
But I think that, you know, even if a pilot screwed up, I don't know that necessarily you would know. It's not like the pilot would be like, and I don't remember what I learned and we're now crashing.
Well, I would assume it was a pilot's fault.
Really? I would assume there was some plane malfunction.
Because, like,
and I'm more the pessimist
than you.
This
movie Sully, where this guy, like, was able to, like, land the thing in the harbor in New York City, and it was, like, miraculous because the guy was, like, basically everybody said if it was anybody other than Sully, we'd all be dead right now.
Wow.
Like, he kept his cool, and I just think, you know, that's one of those things. But he was, like, a top-notch, like, level guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. That's why in the Army, you know, you got the Night Stalkers, you know, and, like, well, I mean, they're attached to the Army, but, like, those guys are the best of the best of the best, and nobody's, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's why, like, there's no, like, D students in that regiment, because, mm-hmm. you know, but, crazy stuff. What do you give the song?
This one wasn't one of my more favorites of his. Literally the only reason probably that like, there was parts of it that was just straight terrifying when you think about it, but then the parts to me that were funny, huh?
There was also a lion. There's like this random lion.
But I'm pretty sure in her video, there was a lion.
There was?
I thought there was. I thought there was. Because I remember thinking, I thought you pointed at it and said, the Tiger King. There's a lion. I thought there was something.
Maybe there was a tiger, and I said Tiger King. And
yes, there was a lion in it, and it was a very ugly lion.
Yeah. And then Weird Al went, you know, he's like, oh, I'm going to get me a... I'm surprised that, like, these artists let him do that, because, like, I'm surprised there wasn't a copyright infringement.
Well, I think that exactly what happened happens. So you're going to watch the Weird Al version. I'm not the type of person that's going to go look up a Madonna song.
Oh,
but I did.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I saw the Weird Al one.
Correct.
Or, well, I was going to see the Weird Al one.
Correct.
So I wanted to know what the Madonna one was.
Yeah.
So it gets her more exposure to people that wouldn't normally watch
actually,
her video.
Actually, you know, I always mark Korn Woodstock as my, like, introduction to metal and rock
mm-hmm.
music. But actually, I was introduced in the third grade, this guy named, I think his name was Casey, he was like the big popular guy, he had his little radio,
mm-hmm.
and he was playing, that's when I first heard Smells Like Teen Spirit, but it wasn't Teen Spirit, it was Nirvana, Smells Like Nirvana, which we did, So, yeah, yeah, it definitely introduced me to a completely different genre of music that I would not have listened to before.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for him to cover, like, a Cradle of Filth song.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't think Cradle of Filth is big enough for him to do, but that would be epic if he did that.
I would be so curious to know what he would do with it.
I know. Well, like, him dressing up in corpse paint and, like, going all out and, like, mocking it tongue-in-cheek.
I wonder if he does any Marilyn Manson ones.
Yeah, I don't know. Let us know, dear listener. What do you give a song?
Probably, like, a 6 or 7. This one wasn't as funny to me as the other ones were. His dancing was what...
I'm going to say, I was going to originally give it a 7.4, but I'm going to go ahead and give it an 8.7 because of the lion. The lion to me was epic.
Really?
Yeah. The lion to me was massively, massively epic. I was like, what in the world?
Yeah, but, oh. He just goes walking by. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There you are, dear listener. We'll see you at 7 p.m.
We shall.
Look out for the underground show. Vin out.
Sorry out.
Gone.